Hi guys, I want you to check out Antonio's newest book, God at War, The Day God Decided to Flex His Muscles. Not just because he is the host of the show is named after him, or because he's my best friend, but the book, if you allow it, it's powerful, it's life-changing, and it will help you change your perspective, something that we vividly talk about on this podcast. It's not a religious book. It is in a sense, but it's really a self-help book. And if you're struggling in life, if you're wandering around confused and lost and without a compass, this book will definitely guide you along your way. So look for God at War, The Day God Decided to Flex His Muscles, written by Antonio T. Smith Jr. It is available everywhere. Amazon, Kindle, Barnes & Noble, Nook Books, iBooks, and local bookstores near you. And if you go in a bookstore and it's not there, request that it's there so other people can be inspired, can be guided, and can change their life. Remember, God at War, The Day God Decided to Flex His Muscles, written by Antonio T. Smith Jr.
Okay, so I only had or have 10 minutes, and so I want to speak briefly with you on the law of habit. So go back, listen to this, watch it, but I definitely want to inspire you upon this law. So what is the law of habit? Well, the law of habit is sensual. It's simple. Virtually, everything that you do is automatic. Good habits are formed, but easy to live with. Bad habits are easy to form, but hard to live with. Okay? So let's see if I can do that again. The law of habit is the greatest thing and also the worst thing that you can ever encompass and encapsulate in your life. The law of habit says that virtually every single thing that you do in your life is automatic, period. What does that mean? It means you automatically take the same road to work. You automatically brush your teeth. You take the toothbrush, you hit the first side first, always the same side. The second side second, always the same side. Third side and fourth side, depending on who you are and how you brush your teeth. But it's always the same thing. It's always the same thing. Right side, left side, bottom, top, tongue, spit out, or whatever it is that you do the same thing over and over again. You take the same road to work. You brush your teeth in the same manner. In the same respect, when it comes to positive people and prosperous people, they have the same healthy habits all the time. Likewise, people with terrible habits who are not of the prosperous nature, they experience poverty, but they experience this poverty by force of habit. So, very important to understand. Good habits, they're extremely hard to form, but they're very easy to live with. Bad habits are extremely easy to form and very hard to live with. Okay, I feel like I need to beat this in your head over and over and over. I'm getting ready to speak to thousands of people internationally. I wanted to drop by and just give you this caveat. The law of habit is something you're using, whether you are conscious of it or not. That being said, easy habits are very hard to form. Hard habits are very easy to form. But the good habits that are hard to form, they are the ones that you want to live with. But those easy habits, You know those bad habits. It's bad to pick up a cigarette habit, bad to do this, bad to do all this stuff. Those are the ones that are damaging to your life. So I encourage you, just for this few minutes, I'm almost done. I thoroughly encourage you, monitor your habits. Your habits have created the culture of your life. Your habits have created how you will live and move in your being. So, you know, watch your habits. Watch your habits. Does this make sense? Okay. See my man say going to the gym is hard. If you do it for a while, right, it becomes a good habit. Going to prosperous places is extremely hard. But if you develop those hard habits, your life will become easy to deal with. I really hope this is making sense. But those really easy habits to form, those bad habits, they're so easy to form, so easy to pick up. If you develop those habits, your life will be hard to deal with. So I hope that helps. Very important. This is the law of habit. Why is this important? Because you are a habitual creature, whether you like it or not. Again, great example I use. Watch how you brush your teeth. It's the same way. Watch your habits. Your habits have become a pattern of your decisions. And now that they become your habits, they became your character. And your character will always become your destiny. Be very careful with your habits. I really hope this helps you. I'll be speaking to thousands of people here in a second. Just wanted to stop by and encourage you exclusively to watch your habits. Your habits become your character, and your character will always, and I mean always, form your destiny.
Hi guys, I want you to check out Antonio's newest book, God at War, The Day God Decided to Flex His Muscles. Not just because he is the host of the show is named after him, or because he's my best friend, but the book, if you allow it, it's powerful, it's life-changing, and it will help you change your perspective, something that we vividly talk about on this podcast. It's not a religious book. It is in a sense, but it's really a self-help book. And if you're struggling in life, if you're wandering around confused and lost and without a compass, this book will definitely guide you along your way. So look for God at War, The Day God Decided to Flex His Muscles, written by Antonio T. Smith Jr. It is available everywhere. Amazon, Kindle, Barnes & Noble, Nook Books, iBooks, and local bookstores near you. And if you go in a bookstore and it's not there, request that it's there so other people can be inspired, can be guided, and can change their life. Remember, God at War, The Day God Decided to Flex His Muscles, written by Antonio T. Smith Jr.